Welcome back to another edition of Small Business Matters. I'm Leanne Zaharovich, your host, and thank you for joining us today. If you're a small business owner, then you're in the right place, because we focus on you and what matters most to you and your business. Today, we are talking about the 7 success secrets of small business owners. Say that fast 7 times. 7 success secrets. 7 success secrets. Yeah, not so easy. All right, so the first thing we're going to talk about is surrounding yourself with successful people. And you know, you've heard this over and over again. If you want to know your worth, look around, and you're probably right in the average of the income of the people who are in your immediate circle. So, you know, even if you don't know people who are successful in their field yet, maybe they're just starting out or they're struggling. So if you don't know people in person, then study people who have achieved what you want to achieve. I'll give you a tip. I constantly have people in my car with me. Guess who's in my car? I have Brian Tracy, Jack Canfield, T. Harv Eker, Tony Robbins. There always is somebody with me in my CD player. So if you can't meet with people in person, read their books, attend their seminars, listen to their words, listen to their advice, listen to their stories of how they made their successes. So who should you be listening to? Think about the people you admire and respect. Think about the people who are experts at what they do, or maybe they're experts at what you do and you want to emulate them. T. Harv Eker, who wrote The Secrets of the Millionaire Mind, says that you should admire and model rich and successful people. I know that sometimes we get jealous, or we look at rich people and say, oh yeah, but they're probably not happy, or you know, grumble about that. But rather, if you take a pause and say, they're doing something right. I wonder what it is and how I can emulate that in my life and my business. We hear so many negative messages during the day that we need 7 times that number in a positive way to offset that. So, you know, that's why I've always got something positive and motivational in my CD player. All right, let's talk about the 7 success secret. The second success secret. And this is to use a virtual assistant. We as small business owners often think we have to do everything ourselves. But having someone help with the administrative task is a huge business advantage. And I like to outsource when I can, and I'm going to give you a few tips. First of all, when you are using a virtual assistant, then you need to treat it like you're hiring an employee. The first time that I did hire a virtual assistant, I actually was really lucky. I got somebody really good. And then the third time, you know, the second time was great too, but the third time, not so much. I think I had gotten lazy because I had such good success in the first couple experiences. So what I failed to do, and what I'm encouraging you to do, is to be very specific about the job you want them to do and the quality you expect from them. And this comes from documenting a system. It might be creating a template for them, or a script, or, you know, giving them all the possible resources that they'll need. And yes, it's time consuming in the beginning, but guess what? Chances are you'll need someone to do something very similar again. So now you've created this training system to have somebody else do your work for you, and it's done. All right, so you're going to treat it like you're hiring an employee by setting expectations, checking on their work, and letting them know the quality that you expect from them. The second thing is to delegate effectively. And you know what? We really just talked about that with setting clear expectations, giving them the time frame. Let them know what your budget is. If you think a project would take you 4 hours, you know, tell them you only have 2 hours in the budget and see how far they can get in 2 hours. And they might surprise you. They may complete the entire task. The third way is to put it in your budget. So one way that this could burn you if you don't have a budget is last minute, a project is coming up and you need help and you want to outsource it, and all of your monies are allocated. So and this is a great time, because at the time of this recording, it's the end of the year, it's December, and we're looking at 2012. So as you're planning out your budget for the year, put a little extra in each month to hire a virtual assistant, which really in the long run is going to save you money. Because when you're not doing those administrative tasks, you can be off talking to prospects and checking up on clients, or spending a few extra minutes on a project and producing higher quality work. So using a virtual assistant is really smart and important to have in your budget. And the last thing is always be on the lookout so you're not caught last minute. So not just from a budget perspective, but from a resource perspective. And this is true if you're recruiting an employee or hiring a virtual assistant, is if you suspect that something's coming up where you could use some outside help, start looking now. Don't wait until the minute that you need them. The third success secret is to establish a contact management system. And this can be as small or big as you need it and as systematized or as regular as makes sense for the service or product that you're offering. So what does a contact management system look like? Well, it's how that contact is handled from the moment you shake hands with them to how you're staying in touch with them to what happens when they're a client. It's what you say. It's how often you stay in touch. It's the medium you use to stay in touch with them. It might be social media. It might be email. It might be phone. And when you are communicating with them, what percentage of time are you adding value versus talking about your product? And I know that social media is the big buzz right now and people, you know, stress out because they should be on Twitter. Well, here's what I really want you to think about is who do you want to talk to? If your prospective clients are not looking at Twitter and are not on Facebook, you don't need to be. But if they're on LinkedIn or if they're reading articles, that's what you need to be doing. And the way you could use social media is to draw a new crowd, that social media crowd, to those articles you've written or to events you have. But just when you're putting your strategy together, just keep in mind where you're going to reach the people that are your, indeed, your prospects. So I want to list three tools that I use in my business for my contact management system. And this is in addition to my schedule of contacts, my autoresponders, my 30-second commercial, what my business card looks like, all of that. So these are some additional tools. The first is a business card scanner. Man, do I love my card scanner, because I can come home from a trade show where I've had a vendor booth and I'll have, you know, over 100 business cards that have to get into my management system. And a lot of times I write notes on the back from my conversation with people. So with my scanner, I can scan the front and the back of the card, and for 100 cards to scan the front and back, go back and verify all the information is correct and categorize them, might take me an hour. So it's a huge, huge time saver. The second tool that I use is an online database. I happen to use iContact. There's some other great ones out there like Constant Contact, and even MailChimp has some capability. I like iContact because after I've scanned in all those cards, I save them in the business card software. I can save that into Excel format. And then I can copy that database into Outlook. It can go over to my iPhone. It can go into ACT, which I'll tell you about in a moment, and iContact. And then in iContact, that is the server-based, cloud-based database that I can use to create newsletters and schedule follow-ups. So I never miss a beat. I can schedule, when I first meet with someone, if I want to drop them a note in 2 weeks, I can do it right that day that I meet them, write that email, and schedule it to go out in 2 weeks. And I can do that in Outlook too, but in my system, I use iContact. And the third one is that software I mentioned called ACT. And this software is great for keeping track of my conversations with people, the documents we've shared, and the time I've spent working on their projects, which is really helpful for me when I go to create my billing invoices. And it can remind me to take action. So again, if I've had a conversation with someone and they want me to follow up with them in 2 months, it's pretty easy to forget if I don't put it in a calendar. So ACT is, I can have it all in one place. I can schedule a reminder to send that person a document or follow up or give them a call, whatever I need to do. And yes, there's plenty of contact management software out there. I liked ACT. I liked the price. And for my size database, it works really well. The fourth secret to success is using inexpensive services. And if you don't like the, for example, if you don't like the expense of a separate phone line just for faxing, cancel that line and sign up for eFax. I think I pay $10 a month for eFax, and it's so convenient because when I get a fax, incoming fax, it, It stores it as a PDF file, so Adobe Acrobat can read it. I can save it electronically into my file management system, so I can put it where it makes sense. I don't have a hard copy. And to fax out, I just fax a saved document that I have. It's just like attaching an email, a document to an email, just attaching a document to a fax, and they receive it as a fax. So it's really fast. It's all paperless. So there goes my expense of extra printing and paper and printer care. Another inexpensive service, two of them that I like, are Skype and GoToMeeting. And, you know, some people haven't really adapted to Skype, but if, you know, as my clients get further and further away from my office, driving takes an awful lot of time to meet with someone, and I don't always, you know, my clients don't always want to drive a while to see me, so we'll just jump on Skype. And the other day it was great because we had 13 inches of snow, and I had a meeting with someone, and we decided just to Skype, so it was like we were in person, but, you know, nobody had to pick up the bill, so it worked out really great. GoToMeeting is another way to cut down on travel costs and time. Depending on what you need to collaborate on, and if you want to share screens, you can do that in GoToMeeting. You can record things and save it for a later day to reference information. So that's another great tool. And by the way, I'll have links to all of these tools on my website. And that website is alignedperformance.com. It's A-L-I-G-N-E-D performance.com. On the resources tab, you'll have links to a lot of these things that I'm talking about. And so back to these inexpensive services, the eFax, the Skype, the GoToMeeting, and plenty more for businesses that are planning to expand outside of their immediate geographical area. These are really important for you because the more you can take your body out of the equation, the more your business will be able to expand, right? All right, let's talk about the next success secret, which is to use organization tools. Tons and tons of organization tools out there. I've got some of my own products, but I got to tell you, over the years, the one thing that I have never strayed from is my Franklin planner. I absolutely love it. And, you know, some of my friends laugh at me because I don't have an iPhone and I carry around my big planner, but it's got everything I could ever need, and I'm very visual, I'm very kinesthetic. So for me, this works. There are other tools that work that will interact with your iPhone if you are computer-based, and that's great. But the important thing is to figure out how you work best, what your workflow is, how you need to carry information around with you, and then choose a tool that's going to support that. So it might be paper-based, it might not. It might be an application, it might be a BlackBerry, it might be an iPhone, whatever it is. All right, the sixth secret is having unique marketing ideas. And I think of myself as a little bit of a brainchild when it comes to unique marketing ideas. It's just something that comes naturally to me. One way that I like to get new ideas is to go to Vistaprint. And, you know, their business cards are the most popular product, and some people don't like their quality. But I have to say that if I am looking for a new idea, I can just go out to see what Vistaprint's latest product is. You know, right now they have banners for free. I can get a free 16-inch banner that I can, you know, put up on my table at my vendor booth or hang in the front and, you know, throw a little logo on there with a call to action, and it's great. So it's a great idea to just constantly be looking for different things and unique products, especially if they're free, right? And when you've got your branding and logo complete, then you can take some of these ideas that you've tried out for a really inexpensive price and then go to a high-quality printer and get something a higher quality. The last, well, not the last, but in this sequence, success secret number 7 is to get a coach. And I'm going to give you a couple tips on coaches. First of all, a good coach will not only help you clarify your goals, but hold you accountable to achieving them. And, you know, there's some coaches out there who just want you to like them, and that's great if you're their buddy, but a good coach is going to kick you in the butt when you need it and recognize when you're not working toward your goals and really hold you accountable to what you're committed to. And they'll challenge you in a supportive way. So a good coach will challenge the way you think, challenge your ideas, maybe even challenge your decisions to get you thinking outside of the box, but always do it with the best intention for you in mind. Which is the last point I want to make, is that a good coach will establish the relationship based on your agenda, not theirs. I actually had a mentor come out and work with me, and you know, it's like he knew the agenda before he even got there. And so halfway into our program, I realized that he was just going by what he knew to teach me, not what I needed to learn. And that really, really aggravated me. So when you're looking for a coach, make sure that they have your agenda in mind and don't cookie cutter your program. Really important. So I mentioned earlier that I have these and other resources on my website, alignedperformance.com, and you can check that out on the resources page. I've also got some new programs coming up on the courses tab, so check that out as well. Again, I'm Leanne Zaharovich. You can reach me at Laz, L-A-Z, at alignedperformance.com. This has been a short sequence of Small Business Matters. We focus on you and what matters to your business. Make it an awesome day, and I'll talk to you next time.